Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
This is the free edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine, and it's the 23rd of November, 2012. Estáis escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. My name is Mark, and I'm your host for this show. This week's Pregunta del Día is an interesting one. Alba asks, ¿qué puedes aprender de un hombre si hablas con su madre? Laura's frase idiomática is hacerse el sueco. Find out exactly what that means later in this episode. And finally, JP and Nayeli will help listener Anna answer the door in Spanish. That might sound a little strange, but you'll understand everything later in this episode. It's time now for... Before getting started on today's episode, I'd like to remind you that every single week you can participate in the discussion by heading over to radiolingua.com. That's radiolingua.com, where we post the episode, and indeed where we invite you to give us some feedback. That feedback may be a comment on the episode, or it may be telling us your answer to Alba's question, or trying to use Laura's frase idiomática. When you go to the main Radiolingua page, at the bottom left-hand side you'll see the list of most recent lessons, and there you can find the Coffee Break Spanish magazine post for this episode. The other thing I'd like to say is, perhaps you would consider giving the Coffee Break Spanish magazine a review on iTunes. Since the magazine has its own feed on iTunes, it's a separate entity from the rest of the Coffee Break Spanish content. So even if you've left a review already for Coffee Break Spanish, perhaps you'd consider reviewing Coffee Break Spanish magazine. And if you feel we're worth it, perhaps cinco estrellas is the way to go. Okay, let's get on with today's lesson. And we're heading over to Barcelona with Alba. Cuéntanos, Alba, ¿qué estamos preguntando esta semana?
Hola, Marc. Nuestra pregunta de hoy es... ¿Qué puedes aprender de un hombre si hablas con su madre?
And a very interesting question from Alba this week. ¿Qué puedes aprender de un hombre si hablas con su madre? What can you learn about a man if you speak with his mother? ¿Qué puedes aprender de un hombre si hablas con su madre? Let's have a listen to these answers.
Bueno, se puede aprender las costumbres que pueda llegar a tener y... Y no sé.
Evidentemente sus defectos no. Más bien sus habilidades, las cosas buenas que tiene y todo lo que sabe hacer.
Muchísimas cosas. Sobre todo si es una buena persona para mí o no.
So some interesting responses there. Let's go back and take a closer look at what people have said in these interviews.
Bueno, se puede aprender las costumbres que pueda llegar a tener y... Y... no sé.
Se puede aprender, one can learn, las costumbres. Literally, the customs or the habits. Se puede aprender las costumbres que pueda llegar a tener. Now, there are two things in here. There's the pueda, the subjunctive, and llegar a tener. So the pueda implies the may or may not element. One can learn about the habits that he may or may not end up having. Que pueda llegar a tener.
Bueno, se puede aprender las costumbres que pueda llegar a tener y... Y... no sé...
And she didn't know much else to say there. Y, pues no sé, no sé. Let's listen to the second response. And this interviewee was perhaps a little more cynical.
Evidentemente sus defectos, no. Más bien sus habilidades, las cosas buenas que tiene y todo lo que sabe hacer.
So she starts by saying, evidentemente sus defectos, no. Obviously, according to this lady, you wouldn't learn about a man's weaknesses from his mother. Instead, you would learn about the things that he can do, sus habilidades, his skills. Let's listen to the final response.
Muchísimas cosas. Sobre todo si es una buena persona para mí o no.
So another interviewee says, muchísimas cosas, many things. Above all, sobre todo, si es una buena persona para mí o no. If he is a good person for me or not. Let's listen again to the three responses in this week's interviews, and hopefully you'll understand everything this time.
Nuestra pregunta de hoy es, ¿qué puedes aprender de un hombre si hablas con su madre?
Bueno, se puede aprender las costumbres que pueda llegar a tener y no sé.
Evidentemente sus defectos no. Más bien sus habilidades, las cosas buenas que tiene y todo lo que sabe hacer.
Muchísimas cosas. Sobre todo si es una buena persona para mí o no.
Respuestas muy interesantes hoy. Volvemos contigo al estudio.
Como siempre, muchas gracias a Alba. Okay, it's time now to turn to our idiomatic phrase section and we'll join Laura. Bueno, a ver qué tiene Laura para nosotros hoy. Hola, Laura.
Hola, Marc. Hola, amigos.
Entonces, tienes una frase interesante para nosotros hoy, ¿no?
Sí, tengo una frase que me gusta mucho.
Cuéntanos.
Es hacerse el sueco.
El sueco. Entonces, el sueco es una persona de Suecia, ¿no?
Sí, es una persona de Suecia, pero aquí no tiene ese significado.
So just to be clear, sueco is the adjective for Swedish, or un sueco would be a Swedish person. But here, hacerse el sueco does not have anything to do with a Swedish person, and I'm sure Laura is going to explain everything.
La frase hace referencia cuando, por ejemplo, yo te pido un favor y tú cambias de tema o evitas responderme. O te haces el tonto.
Doy la impresión de no entenderte.
De no comprender de qué te estoy hablando.
Ok. Y en este sentido, yo hago el sueco.
Te haces el sueco.
Me hago el sueco. Entonces, si no tiene nada que ver con un sueco de Suecia, ¿qué es un sueco?
Proviene de una palabra latina, socus, que se refiere al calzado del teatro romano que llevaban los cómicos.
Entonces, tengo que explicar eso en inglés, creo. Entonces, es una especie de... Es a type of shoe.
Exactly, a type of shoes.
A shoe worn by actors in
a comic situation.
Okay. So, when these actors were wearing this shoe, people knew that they were the comics, they were the buffoon in the play.
Yes, playing the fool.
Playing the fool. And this was the, what was the word, socus?
Socus.
Which has become in Spanish, el sueco.
Hacerse el sueco.
So you're playing the fool,
mm-hmm.
as if not to understand what someone is saying to you.
Yes.
Podríamos decir que una persona, por ejemplo, si estamos hablando de Miguel, ay, Miguel siempre se hace el sueco.
Esa frase es perfecta. Si una persona siempre evita responsabilidades, evita dar la cara, evita tomar parte en asuntos, siempre intenta escaparse, diríamos que siempre se hace el sueco.
Bueno, una frase muy interesante esta semana y esperamos que podáis utilizar esta frase esta semana.
Y no os hagáis los suecos.
Exacto. Bueno, muchas gracias, Laura.
Muchas gracias.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. In between lessons of Coffee Break Spanish, why not check out our social media accounts? On Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We post regular language challenges and cultural information. We are Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team by searching for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Practice your Spanish and join the conversation with Coffee Break Spanish.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. For the final segment of this week's Coffee Break Spanish magazine, we're returning to JP and Nayeli in Seattle. What have you got for us this week in our Q&A Spanish section?
Well, Mark, we have a very interesting question from our friend Anna. But before we get started, I just want to say my name is JP from Q&A Spanish, and I'm here, as always, with Nayeli. Hola, Nayeli.
Hola, JP. Our friend Anna wants to know how we answer the door.
How we answer the door?
Apparently, there's a difference between English and Spanish.
Okay.
In English, we say, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
But in Spain and the rest of Spanish-speaking world, we would say, voy.
Okay.
So she's confused about why we're using ir instead of venir,
okay,
as in coming.
Right. Ir means to go and venir means to come. But when you're walking toward the door, you say, voy.
Why?
Why? Well, there's two ways to look at it, Anna. One way is to just accept it, is to just say we have different cultures and they say different things when they come to the door and
which is the route I'm going.
Okay. Here is the semantic route. Ir is always going to describe motion away from where you are. So if you're going to a different destination, you're going to use the verb ir, to go. Venir, on the other hand, is always describing motion toward the speaker. And since you're moving toward the door is not the speaker, obviously, because you're the speaker. So you're not going to say vengo, right? You're going to say
voy.
You're going to say voy, right? Now people are going to ask, well, when will I ever say vengo? And of course, there are many ways to say vengo. You can use it in a general way. Like, for example, I come to the market every Wednesday.
Vengo al mercado todos los miércoles.
Okay, now the question is, where is the person when they say that? They're probably at the market, right?
Correcto. You would be at the market talking to someone who asked you, when do you come to the market?
Right. Do you come here often?
And you say, vengo al mercado todos los miércoles.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, there you go. So, Anna, the short answer to your question is when you answer the door, when you're going to the door, you say, boy. Ya voy.
Ya voy.
Okay.
So now I think we should go back to Mark.
Okay, but before we do, you have been listening to the Q&A Spanish segment of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. And if you'd like to hear more from us, we have our own podcast where we can answer more of your questions. Join us over at Q&ASpanish.com. The word and is spelled out, so Q&ASpanish.com. Or follow the links from the Radiolingua website. And that's where we're going to leave you this week. We'll say adios from Seattle and return to Mark in Scotland.
Muchas gracias, JP, y muchas gracias a Nayeli también. Y gracias a todos. Gracias a Laura, gracias a Alba, y sobre todo, dos palabras. Gracias a vosotros, nuestros oyentes. Now, this episode is going out originally on the 23rd of November 2012. You may well be listening to it at some point in the future, and if you are, we hope you've enjoyed it, but the information which follows probably isn't for you. As I'm sure many of you will be aware, the day after Thanksgiving is the start of a sale weekend all across the States and indeed in many other parts of the world. And we start with Black Friday today and continue on until Cyber Monday on Monday coming after the weekend. This means for Radiolingua that we are also having a sale. So this means that it might be the perfect moment for you to become a premium member for Coffee Break Spanish magazine. We are offering a special coupon code on the site that will give you some fantastic reductions on our materials. And they'll give you access to all the video content that we speak about from time to time on the free episodes, and also all the lesson notes, which are available to help you get the most out of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine experience. There are full details at radiolingua.com. So head over there and don't miss out on this excellent opportunity. Finally, just a reminder that the voting is still open for the European Podcast Award nominations. Coffee Break Spanish and Coffee Break French have both been nominated this year. And if you would like to help us in these nominations, then you can go over to the European Podcast Award website and vote for Coffee Break Spanish or Coffee Break French. Once the voting process is complete, the jury decides on the top podcasts based on the voting, and then they will make their own judgments based on a number of criteria. And there's full details on the European Podcast Awards site. There's a handy link for voting and indeed some further information at radiolingua.com/EPA. I think that is all the news for this week. Thank you once again for listening. Muchas gracias a todos y hasta muy pronto.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.